Now, a top U.S. official says Washington is seeking to impose, quote, very tough sanctions that could lead to regime change in Iran, given the internal problems in the country. This, despite earlier denials by the Obama administration that a regime change plan is underway. President Barack Obama's national security adviser, James Jones, says the U.S. will present the new sanctions to the U.N. later this month. He says tough sanctions and internal problems in Iran could trigger a regime change in the country. The comments came just as the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told the U.S. Islamic World Forum in Qatar that evidence is mounting that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapon. This as the International Atomic Energy Agency has time and again verified the non-diversion of Iran's nuclear energy program. Iranian officials say U.S. sanctions have helped the country develop its industries by itself. Well, an American university professor has told Press TV that the statement made by Obama's top aide about the regime change in Iran is nothing but just rhetoric.
It's a very curious kind of statement that National Security Advisor Jones has made. But this is really a piece of rhetoric rather than any kind of concrete plan. Iran announced several months that they were running short of radioisotopes, asked to purchase them from other countries, and no one would come forward, and the United States wouldn't allow it to happen. So there is no choice. There are 850,000 people being treated for cancer in Iran, and they need the radioisotopes. There's no choice but to try to manufacture them themselves. And as I said, this is 3 months old, this information. And so when Iran finally announces that it's going to enrich uranium to produce these radioisotopes, all of a sudden the press and the political rhetoric explodes. And it's really very sad that people don't pay any attention to news reports that are as old as 3 months in trying to make their assessments.